America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We got the Jets tonight. We are back. And we'll get back to the phones in a little bit on the Yankee stuff. You could also call and talk about the Jets. But this tonight, BT, I'm going to the game. I cannot wait. Home opener, as Roger says, Jet life. Have him come back out there. Obviously, what happened last year. And against the Patriots, this is a spot where the Jets finally, remember last year was supposed to be the celebration? Mm-hmm. This is a spot where we need to see some sort of party taking place at MetLife Stadium tonight.
Time's going to move real slow today. I mean, you know when you go through, like maybe when you go to Saratoga and you get away and maybe you don't pace yourself early, maybe you throw a few back a little quicker than you should, or you just can't wait to get there. I feel like it's going to be very hard for me to just go through this day at the energy that I'm already emitting without crawling or collapsing by 8:15. I can't wait for this game. Now, the Niners game, okay, I thought the Jets would cover. I said that they'd win on the weekly picks, and I was wrong with the cover, by the way. Jets got absolutely smashed. But I didn't really think that they'd win. I told you before I went to Tennessee, I think the Jets will win. It will not be nearly as easy as some people think. I don't need a lopsided win tonight. I need destruction. Because I think, and not just because it's the Patriots, from a schematical point of view, there's a lot of things that I think are pointing in the direction that should lead the Jets, as I think, as we get to the fourth. And I expect, not only do I think, I expect. Like, I need to see this, right? You get to the fourth quarter, Jacoby Brissett cannot throw the ball down the field at all. So the Patriots are a one-trick pony. Now, what they do in terms of stopping the run and running the ball fairly well, they're good at, but it's also very predictable. You have Sauce cover their best receiver. DJ Reed should be back. I don't think Mosley's going to play. Sell out on the run. Force a lot of three and outs. Get a lot of sacks when you put them in must-pass position. Flip the field early and possess the football. Mike Williams is going to play more. The Jets have suddenly sound a very interesting, explosive, diverse, and dynamic running attack where both guys could catch the ball. Garrett's Garrett. Again, I think Mike Williams has more influence game by game. And Rodgers now trusts his body. I want some touchdowns. I want separation, and I want a route.
And I expect that to be the case tonight. And you know that's different for me, where I did not expect that. You know, look, I didn't expect the Jets to win the game Monday night against the 49ers. I didn't think they'd get blown out, but they certainly did.
But you did expect it against Tennessee. You were hoping for that.
I was hopeful that I wanted to see some dominance from the Jets, specifically the defense. That's what was most disappointing to me against the Titans. Their defense, again, did not look good enough or to the level that we expected it to be this season. It better be tonight. It's now week three. I don't care about the amount of games in the short period of time.
Yep.
They better dominate New England. I bet this game on Monday. So I'm
that. What'd you get at?
Six and a half, I think. Yeah, okay. I didn't want it to go up, but check what it is right now. But whatever I had left in my account, I rolled it on. I love the Jets tonight.
Laying the wood too, huh?
Yeah, six and a half. It was like $150 bucks, whatever it may be. Whatever was there, I was doing okay.
Because a lot of people worried about that. That's an odd number for the Jets team that you really can't trust too often. Six and a half. I'm not saying that they're not. I think that they're going to do it.
And I watch both New England games, not in total, but I watch a lot of the highlights of each game. And I think that they're much better, certainly, than people expected coming in. They have nowhere near the talent that the Jets have.
No way.
Nor, like you said, the offense can be okay, but against this defense, no, Titans better in the trenches. They could run the
much
football.
Better.
This is a different animal here. The Jets should be able to dominate. And plus, like you said, with the ground game that the Jets have, coupled with Rodgers, coupled with Jet life going nuts for the return, and a team that's 1-1 coming home with the expectations, place is going to be lit tonight. This, to me, we've waited for this for a long time. Jets dominate the Patriots at home. On paper, going into the last couple of seasons, maybe you thought it was going to happen. Tonight is the night where it all comes together.
I mean, the last couple of seasons, before last year, they lost 14 or 15 games straight.
I know.
Not a couple.
That's what I mean.
Jeez.
For a long time, I was, this is going to be the year where it's going to be.
This will be
the year.
Yeah.
And it just obviously has not been. I do think tonight's the night, and they got to dominate. Now, if they don't, tomorrow's going to be a fun show for a different reason.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I mean, now listen, if they don't dominate and they win, I'm not going to sound like a raving lunatic. I'll be a little displeased. Like, I expect the Jets to win going away.
Yeah.
I do. Unlike the Tennessee game. But one thing I've learned in this league, a win is a win, but a galvanizing win. Like, an aesthetically pleasing, punctuated win.
You need a statement game here.
You get a little statement, and now you start to say to yourself, all right, got Denver coming in next week at home. All right, I know the Vikings are better than we thought, but off to London, the Vikings in week five. Now you start stacking these W's. I thought the Tennessee game was paramount, because without that, I think it changed this. If the Jets would have lost that game, I would have said that they couldn't have recovered and become a wild card team, but I think that getting that win puts them in position to touch the ceiling that I've set for them, which is 11 or 12 wins.
You know,
they had to win that game.
You know what's interesting as you say that? Also, the way that they won. While I was disappointed we didn't see defensive dominance, the fact that they could come back and win a game like that.
Yeah, on the road.
Was almost like more impressive. All right, week two, they showed you something in that win. They didn't have the dominant defense, but even when things aren't perfect, they still showed you that they could come out and win a football game. And I think that's because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is important to at least see that from this group, where they don't need everything to go right to win a football game.
I'd love to see a stat line from Rodgers. I'm not going to go nuts here, but, you know, 19 for 24, like hit on everything almost, 20 for 26, 260, couple touchdowns.
Jet fans deserve it.
And we do.
Tonight's going to be seeing him sling the football over the place.
Does he come out with the flag? I mean, do you attempt to fade again? That was 9/11 when he did that, and he said that somebody just handed it to him. It wasn't planned. But
probably not. I mean,
maybe
sure
he does. Maybe
I'm
he's sure like, I'm him. Back, and I'm it, back with the same thing.
I'd like to see that,
me
personally.
Too. Anytime you're carrying the flag, I'm all for it.
Well, but not just because of that. Rodgers saying,
the symbolism.
I'm back. We're doing this again. Yeah. This time we're going to.
Take two.
Yeah, exactly.
One more thing before we get back to these calls. Obviously doing the Yankee juggle, the Jets as well. But as much as I'm fixated on, I mean, I'm focused on everything here. But right now we're talking about Rodgers. I'm going to give you one. Let me see if you could guess. See how well you know me. All right?
Mm-hmm.
One name on this Jets team, besides Rodgers, that I am most interested in watching tonight. If you get this, I'll be really impressed.
One name.
One player. Think before you answer. Not an easy one.
That you're interested in watching
tonight. Most interested.
Tonight.
Not interested, because I'm interested in everything.
I mean, I have
most
one,
interested.
But I'm thinking, like, is that kind of obvious? Interesting.
Put you on the spot. Come on, I got faith.
I mean, the first player that came to mind would be Allen, the running back. Okay, are we going defense?
Uh-huh.
But we don't know if Mosley's healthy right
Mosley.
Now.
Okay. It's not an injured player. It's not DJ.
Will DJ's McDonald.
Yes.
I should have known that.
Will.
Yeah.
Will McDonald with three sacks and a forced fumble. Was that just like an anomaly? Or is Will McDonald going to start balling out?
That could be another huge thing moving forward.
That could be huge for the Jets.
We know about Mosley yet or no? Would you say?
We don't know. Okay. DJ practiced yesterday, so DJ's going to be all right. Okay. DJ Reed's going to play.
Mosley's important because they run the football. You need him in there.
I know. He's just... I don't think CJ Mosley's going to play.
Sure,
my gut.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to change my thought on them dominating, but it'd just be nice to have him out there. Although it would be more important to rest him up and get him right before putting him back out there. Yeah, Will McDonald, I think, is an excellent point. Seeing him and what he could do. Seeing the improvement from week one to week two, then to week three with this defense as well.
Plus, they're going to run the ball, and the only knock on him is he's a little light.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. It's one thing to chase around Will Levis, who is a mess. He's a good athlete. Can he be stout? I know he's not going to be like, you know, a stout, but can he be functionally stout? And then obviously incorporate the pass rush as he gets more reps.
I think Rodgers lights it up tonight. I think the defense starts to show signs of being the dominant defense that we expected. I really think it's going to be that type tonight.
I can't wait, man.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Ted is in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, bud.
What's up, boys? How are you?
Good.
I'm all fired up for today, going to the game. Sal, I won that bet last year with you with the Jet-Giant game, so I want to see if you can redeem yourself tonight, come to my tailgate.
What was the bet? And yes, I will, depending on what time I get there. What was our bet? I don't remember.
Was it golf? The bet was if the Jets beat the Giants last year, you were going to come play golf.
So, all right,
if I lost,
in.
I was going to clear the whole office.
Yeah. It
was golf, yeah.
So I owe you a round of golf, right? Or you're taking us out to golf?
No, I was going to take you guys to come to my club. So, but okay. I know the weather was crappy.
Can you,
back in November.
Yeah, that's all so, right. Can you, well, before I hang up on you, I'm going to put you on hold so you can talk to Hop, yep. and we will make that happen. But yes,
yep.
you
can,
and also
yep.
you can give me the information about tonight. And I promise you that if yep. I get there in time, my challenge is that I'm leaving SNY at 6:30.
You driving or taking the train out there?
I'm going to drive. I'll drive.
You
so
are?
I drive to the PATH station, take the PATH station into work.
Yep.
So now I have to do that reverse. So I get the train at get my car at Harrison and drive right from there.
Into the parking lot?
Yeah, I got to
pass. What time are you done with? That's going to be hell.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be a half hour, I would think, from where Harrison is.
Dude.
And I'll get there at 7 o'clock.
You get off the air, baseball night, you're at 6?
I get off the
you're
air
You're more than welcome, Sal. If you could come, we'd love to see you.
Will do, Ted. Thank you for the
call.
I'm putting you on hold
Ted.
Right now. Thank you, Ted.
About a lot,
Hop,
lot of
just
stuff
get his
there.
Info, please, if you can. Yeah, or don't phone you guys.
Ted's a good guy. Wait, so you're off the air at 6 at SNY?
6:30.
You're off the air at 6:30?
I will get to my car at Harrison at 7. And it should be a half hour, maybe.
Dude, it's never a half hour going into that stadium. The traffic?
You know, from Harrison?
You're better off taking the PATH and then just taking the train to the stadium.
No way.
Sal,
then how do I get out of there?
You and I are going to make another bet.
You're
not going to get out of your car until...
Now,
there's
wait a second.
Chance you miss opening kick.
No, if I'm leaving from... Hold on a second.
You don't care? It's 6:30?
If I'm leaving from Harrison, I will be at my... It takes 20 minutes to get to my car.
All right, so that's 6:50.
Yeah, roughly. Let's say 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yeah. Boom. Game starts at 8:15.
Yeah, 8:15. It's not. I'm not an hour away.
I know you're not, but you are.
I'm like a half hour away.
You're not an hour based on... No, you can't do it now because nobody's trying to get into the studio. You're going to map it now?
Well, I'm saying at least the miles of it.
No, but you're not. It's not about mileage. It's about... Mass traffic.
Aren't people going to be there early tailgating?
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of people like you coming late.
MetLife Stadium, and I do have a parking pass.
That means where? Which one?
Thanks to Rajveer. He hooked us up with tickets.
Well, that could matter.
Okay, let me see something here. Harrison Path to MetLife, dude. It's 8.7 miles. It says 15 minutes with no traffic. You don't think it's going to take an hour, Max?
I think it's going to take an hour. 9 miles going into a Jet or a Giant game.
Yeah.
You may as well be going to Long Island.
I hope that's not the case. Let me see the parking.
Be.
You know the parking
situation?
You're not
going to tailgate, dude.
That's why I said it might be tight.
I know the parking.
Section Platinum, PLAT, I'm assuming that's it.
Yeah, Platinum.
Platinum parking.
It's a good start.
Yeah. All right.
But you still got to get in. Like, once you get in, Platinum's good.
Yeah.
But
getting into the actual.
Everybody's funneling in. It's the worst.
I'm new at this, but still, I'm figuring.
But
you've
been to the old Meadowlands.
I would go 3 hours early when I was going to those games. I was coming from Long Island. You're talking about early.
Well, that's why you don't know what it's like when you try to get there an hour before the game.
Yeah,
not everybody tailgates, dude.
It's 8 miles.
Oh, God.
So what time do you think I get in the stadium?
I think you might miss the opening kick. I honestly do.
Dove, Hoff, you guys want to take
it? I think you're not going to make the opening kick like BT says, but here's another option.
Yeah.
NJ Transit has special shuttles
from
Secaucus Junction into a station right by MetLife.
That's what I thought you were
going to
do.
And what do I do with my car? No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, God. Honestly, you're better off not going. Honestly.
I'm too deep. What do you mean?
You're better off not going.
No, if I get there for opening kick, I'm fine. Like,
I hope so.
You think it's going to be that bad?
Sal, I've lived it. Yes.
Game starts at, I have an hour to go 8.7 miles.
Remember, what was the last game you went to at MetLife? What'd you say?
Years ago.
It the Matt Ryan Falcons game? It was.
The playoff game, I think.
It was the playoff game against the Giants.
If memory serves correct.
Okay. And
dude, it is literally 8.7 miles from Harrison.
You're focusing on the wrong thing. You're not focusing on volume. You're focusing on mileage, which means nothing right now because the volume's not piling up.
But do you know how much traffic that would be? Like an hour?
Yes.
And if it took an hour
bumper to bumper to get into MetLife.
But even if it took an hour, I'm still there at 8. I think I'm getting there before the opening kick. Now, the other thing is I'm going with my buddy Brian Myers. I have not told him yet. I mean, he's assuming that he
knows. Told him what?
Yeah, he knows he's meeting me at 6:30. He doesn't know the whole
map. If I'm him, where does he work in the city?
He's going to meet me in the city. Now, he could get there on his own if he wants. Oh, Long Island.
I was going to say, if I'm him, I'm going to
send him the ticket. Yeah.
He's got digital tickets.
I guess
I'll see you in the parking lot. I'm going to hook up with some friends, and I'll see you in the first quarter.
You're making me nervous. What am I supposed to do with my car now,
I'm not saying that it's your fault. I'm just saying... You're underrating what you're about to deal with.
All right, how bad could it be? It's 8.7 miles. No traffic. It takes 14 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's no traffic at 11:20 in the morning.
But if there's no traffic in 14 minutes, even if there's with extreme traffic, it still shouldn't take more than an hour.
Have you ever tried to go through the Holland Tunnel or Lincoln Tunnel just like at anywhere from 4 p.m. till 7 o'clock? I know the answer is yes. It's a rhetorical question. Or a bridge or a toll.
You know what I could
do?
It's
80,000 people going into one little spot.
Could just call and sick to SNY. Really.
That's what you should do.
I can't do that.
Well, you can't say it on the air.
I can't do that. I mean, I'm a professional. It's my job. I'll get there on time.
No, you won't.
I will get there on time.
No, you won't.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens now. BT and Sal on the band. 888-888.
By the way, as this guy takes calls all day, can you please educate Sal what he's staring at going into the stadium tonight? He is nuts if he thinks he's getting there in an hour.
Well, I probably won't be able to make the tailgate, Ted. I'm sorry, but we'll see out on the golf course. I promise you that.
Yeah, you might get to the golf course in time by the time. Yeah. I mean, if you leave a little bit later from the city. What time do you think the majority of people get there? I mean, okay. Let's say there's 80. There's 80,000 people, right? Let's say of the 80,000, I'm gonna guess. Let's say 12,000 to 15,000 are taking trains in.
Okay,
so they're easy.
Okay,
let's say another 12,000 to 15,000 aren't tailgating like lunatics.
Right.
So 12 and 12 is 24. You know, 80 minus 24. You're talking about 56. I mean, of the remaining 56,000. I'd say about 40,000 are there hours before.
Okay, so I should have minimal traffic then.
Yeah, that's still 16,000 to 20,000 people you got to deal with.
I think I'm hitting this. I think I'm getting there.
You sound like a rookie right now.
I am a rookie. I admit. You sound like a rookie. I've never been. Hey,
welcome to the Bigs.
I'm new to Jersey. Yeah. I'm new to New Jersey, and I'm new to going to MetLife at this time, especially for a night game. I'll let you know how that goes, of course, later on. I'm getting texts and tweets. Dude, I still think I'm making this. One of the producers at SNY said, remember, kickoff is 8:15. You get a little extra time. You'll hit traffic, but you'll make it by 7:50. So some of the bets are starting to come in.
7:50.
Who sent
that? Is that
Chris Farina sent that. He's a big Jet fan.
But he's not good on time. He might be a big Jet fan.
You're saying no. What time do you think I get there then?
I think you get there 4, 5, 6 minutes into the first quarter. You're going to miss the opening kick. That's my call. Unfortunately.
But if I leave with my car from the Harrison Path Station at 7, you think I walk into the stadium at what time?
After the game starts.
So 8:20.
You know, first quarter, mid-ish. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Because now I get anxiety about it. And, you know, I want to be there for the opening. I want to be there before the game gets going. It's part of the appeal.
You're not going to be.
You know, home opener.
I hear you, buddy. I mean, I know you've been jacked up about this. Listen, I'm not trying to ruin your night. I'm trying to help your night.
Andy is in Nutley, New Jersey. Andy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up, Andy?
Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank
you. Just want to let you know that... I live about 4 miles from the stadium. Getting home takes me 2.5 hours, if not 3 hours. And going to the stadium, if I'm not there early, it takes me at least 1.5 hours to get into the stadium. So you need to kind of work out your plan a little better.
What?
You're not gonna make it.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for the call. What? That's how long it takes to get home?
Listen,
I'm thinking we're a half hour away. Like, you and I live in similar, whatever, like half hour, 40 minutes away.
Yeah, we're not far.
So is that how long it takes you to get home from there?
No. Okay. From there or just
from
to go home?
At the end of the game tonight. Forget getting in for a second. Pause.
Yep.
Getting home. How long am I looking at getting home?
Very long. Unless you leave early. It is the absolute worst getting out of there. Sucks. I remember going to the Jet, it's a couple years ago. Colt was young. I think he was like 5. And we went to the green and white scrimmage at MetLife, and I think there was only about 30,000 people. Dude, it took me like 50 minutes just to get out.
What the hell's going on? You couldn't give me this heads up weeks ago? I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm only a half hour from MetLife. I'm going to go to Jets game. I'm going to go to Giants game next week.
What?
I'm thinking, all right, I'll be in and out. 40 minutes, I'll be home.
Did you just move here from North Dakota? I didn't think that I had to educate you on this stuff. I thought you were one of us.
You could have said, Sal, you're talking about going to MetLife because you're closer, but you do realize that even getting out of there is going to be a nightmare.
Well, put it this way. All right, so I take the Holland Tunnel. You're right, we live near each other. Yeah. I take the Holland Tunnel to go home and then jump on 280 and go where I got to go. If there's really an issue with the Holland Tunnel, I'll take the Lincoln Tunnel, which then takes me Route 3, and eventually I still get to where I got to go. Route 3 obviously passes MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
On non-game days, now it's different because we get off the air at 2, but it's easier.
Yeah.
But if I have something to do or leave a little... Dude, it's treacherous when the Jets aren't playing.
On non-game days. So on game days. Yeah, I still...
You might be there in the second quarter now that I think about that. I'm not messing around with you.
You'll do.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think I want to tell
you
anymore.
Honestly, if I were you, I wouldn't go. I really wouldn't go.
I want to go to the game. It's supposed to be exciting. Well, I could leave early. That's the
leave.
You know, plus, the Jets will be blowing them out. I'm hoping.
Leave mean going home early?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave the game. That's the least early. Of your issues. Like, you could always decide when to leave once you're in. Getting in's the problem.
What a disaster. Ricardo is calling from Long Branch. What's up, Ricardo?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh my God. Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to finally meet you guys. My first calling for a morning show or a show.
That's awesome.
I'm nervous like crazy and I'm driving in the parkway, but you guys are great. Really quick comments I wanted to make. I know you guys talk. I love the Jets. I think their defense is really good. I really think that last week, I know somebody made a comment that the defense is not blowing people out of the water, but I really think that their defense is what really kept them in the game in last week, especially in the first. Beginning of the game, first quarter, the takeaways, because there were turnovers and stuff. But I think if it wasn't for the defense, the game could have gotten away from them. Defense kept them in. The defense kept them in the game. And I think this, like tonight, they have to be careful because they're playing a team like Week 1 that have a really good running game. And Jason Mason, whatever his name, blew it open and it got away. So I think if they want to win tonight and do well as a defense, but also the offense has to not turn over the ball early to get away. If they could stay on the field longer, I think, so that the defense could rest. Because I think one of the things that I saw in Week 1 was the defense was just on the field all the time.
Yeah, same like last year. And then the year before. No, Ricky, first of all, thanks for making the call. Nothing to be nervous about. I mean, we're just sitting here shooting the breeze, making fun of the sound with his lack of traffic knowledge. I think that the difference that you say the Jets defense forced the turnover, and they did. And the interception was amazing, and Will McDonald played really well. But Jacoby Brissett, who's not, I mean, he's average, and he's certainly competent and capable. He's not flipping that ball so cavalierly like Will Levis does. Jets were very close to being down at least 10 given, possibly 14, and today being a very different show.
Right, but they also don't have the threats that Tennessee had offensively. So it may not be, you're not going to have, Levis is going to make those mistakes, but Brissett's kind of a sitting duck without many weapons.
Yeah.
I think the Jets defense is going to really dominate tonight. John is in Old Bridge. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
What's up, John?
Hello?
Hey, John.
Yep. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, just quick before my Yankee point. BT, we got a mutual connection to Holy Trinity basketball.
Oh.
Coach Joyce.
Yo, I love Coach Joyce. Now, hey, yep. real quick, John, so Sal. Yep. I was, I think, in the ninth grade and played in a great league on Flatbush Avenue. And I had a female coach. This is in the early 90s. Joyce is a legend. Absolutely. And I got to let you go. The feedback is terrible.
Yeah.
But now it's fairly common. Like Gino coaching, you know, men coaching women, women coaching men. Pioneer. I was my girl. I love Joyce. I still stay in touch with her, so that was a good connection. That doesn't mean a whole lot to Sal or the audience, but she was great.
And I think he wanted to talk about the Yankees, but we didn't have a chance there. Anthony, Alex is in East Quogue. What's up, Alex? East Quogue.
Hey, I want to make an Anthony Volpe point, but I got to say, I'm a lifelong Giants fan. I was a massive Brandon Jacobs fan. The Jets made a steal in the fourth round with this Braylon Allen. He's going to be a beast. He's Brandon Jacobs light. I really like the guy. I'm rooting for them tonight. I want New York to do well. I want to leave you with a Volpe hypothetical. Hmm. You know, the Yankees are so invested in their hometown New Jersey boy. What if he flames out in the playoffs? And what if he starts next year for the first half of the season hitting .225? How much of a leash do they give this guy? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it depends. Is he hitting .225 with power? Is he hitting .225 with no power? Does his defense erode based on, you know, this hypothetical statistical, you know, setback or offensive setback? I can't really answer that. But if you know, if you're saying, do they trade him? Do they send him to the minors? They're not going to trade him. He's a first-round pick. He's shown enough where he's very interesting, but he's got a long way to go. Now, they've already dropped him to the bottom of the order, so I think that will be the first step. if he has a great spring, but first of all, Tour is probably going to be gone. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
So if Volpe has a great, forget about October, if Volpe has a great spring, he very well might start the season as a leadoff hitter. If he hits, great. If not, they'll drop him. And if he doesn't hit when they drop him, and it's really pronounced, I mean, would they be averse to sending him down to the minors for a little bit for tuna?
They should be.
I don't think they would be averse to it. I think they'd be open to it.
He didn't fully develop a AAA.
Nope. COVID. A lot of young kids. COVID. There's no season. And there was no facility to go to
for these
young players.
They gave him the job. Remember, he wasn't even supposed to have the job. He won it in spring training.
Yep.
This is all based on what happened in spring training a year ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hasn't obviously reached his full potential.
Nope.
But because of his defense, he's stuck. Ted is calling from Neptune, New Jersey. What's up, Ted?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Ted?
All right, Ted.
So, I called a little while ago. Sal, we still had a little bit of denial about tonight, so I'll share a little story. We made a similar mistake. I can't remember if it was last season, the season before, Monday night game. We stopped off dinner before going in. To head in like the 6:30, 6:45 neighborhood, we weren't in our seats until 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's just miserable close to kickoff time.
Oh, you gotta be careful. And thank you for the call and the heads up, Ted. I'm not dealing with that.
I don't think you should go. That's my honest opinion.
So then is there an alternate like option? I can't take off of work.
Borrow Boomer's helicopter and they can drop you off at midfield? It's the only option.
What about a train? You were saying something about a train?
There's a couple of different ways I can tell you off the air. Definitely. I've taken the train. When I lived in Hoboken, I took the train a couple times it was MetLife back then. Yeah, you totally can.
But then how do I
get
out of
there? The problem is it's a pain. You're going to want to get home. You're going to be tired. You got to get up early. So you're going to have to go from MetLife, get back on a train, then go get your car. Like having the car. Bottom line is this, SNY is complicating your world today.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right, because otherwise I just leave it for.
Yeah, right. I mean,
well,
hope they're paying you well, pal, because they're screwing you tonight.
That's also a conversation for off the air. BT and Sal on the Fan.
No, it's not. I used to work there.
It's not there.
I know
it's not there that's the problem. You don't work there and you're doing just fine. PC and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll have a little game time without Boomer Esiason coming up on the other side.
Now time for Game Time Without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Yeah, whatever we're talking about on the show has gone sideways for me. It's all about my experience tonight. I can't believe it. How did I get myself into this?
This guy's distracted.
Going to this Jets game. I can't focus now.
He's distracted.
The traffic. All right, you want to do this pack? Or
yeah,
you,
okay. Of course I want
1993.
To. What sport?
Football.
Ooh.
We're going to stick with football here. By the way, I ordered hockey.
Oh, gosh.
Which,
I'm not going to get any right.
Yeah,
this is Chris Chelios, so, you know.
The challenge there, too, is pronunciation. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh,
this might
God.
Not, I don't know how many times we could do the hockey ones on the air, but I also have basketball.
Oh, so we I got will destroy you in hoops.
Basketball, football. Big basketball is 94, 95, I want to say.
Oh, 94.
As soon as the Knicks open the season, we'll do one of those packs. I can't wait to actually
If you
those.
Get me hockey and it's like either Rondo Gay or Barry Beck from the Rangers from the 80s, I'll nail it. And then those Islander teams. That's all about right. it.
So this is 19.
Football.
This is football.
93?
1993 tops.
I mean, I could get two or three right. This is going to be tough.
All right. Number one.
Yes.
Jim McMahon. Now, remember, 93.
I understand.
I want you to get some thought. I'm trying to help you out here.
Appreciate that.
Jim McMahon.
Where did he go? Eagles. No.
Vikings. Bro, I can't see. I got to get my eyes fixed. Like, look at the back of the car. I can barely read his name.
Why don't you have your optometrist just jump in the car with you and do a little surgery while you're getting into MetLife.
Actually, I have enough time. Actually, if I can't get my eyes fixed, maybe we just get a magnifying glass and that'll help me
my
read
my grandmother used to magnify. Looking at the horse the horse lines with that magnifying glass. All right, 0-1.
Dave Lutz.
Sounds like a good
He's a tackle. I mean.
Oh, I was going to say like punter.
Yeah.
Oh, Luntz with the 39-yard punt. Vikings.
Ooh, Lions.
Again, every time I miss it, I'm in the division.
Yeah, you're in the division.
Remember that last week?
Have to change the rules.
I'm gonna be terrible.
At least McMahon you've heard of.
So if I'm 0-6, I'm going to have Hoff run down. Get a
baseball
pack. First,
we should acknowledge. Ooh, there's some good ones here.
Oh, okay.
Now, this one, I don't know if you'll know. Vesty Jackson.
Eagles.
Well, you said that so confidently. Are you familiar with the player?
No.
Play with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Ram before that.
I remember him.
Vesty Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, this really isn't very fun.
This is a name you've this is a name you've definitely heard of.
Oh, yay.
Bro.
I heard of McMahon. I got him wrong.
This is a name you definitely heard of, but I don't remember him playing with this team.
Okay.
Craig Hayward.
Oh, I remember with the Falcons.
Yep.
Rams.
No.
Jeez, Browns?
He was with the Saints and then the Falcons. He's on the Bears in this car.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember Craig Iron and Hayward on the Bears.
Remember he had a commercial, right? He was pretty good inside, like the tight red. Like he was pretty tough.
Poor Ironhead, RIP. And his son's playing, obviously. In
yep, yep.
Dan Footman.
I mean,
I've never heard of him. It's okay if you never heard him. Just admit.
Oh, gee, thanks. Let's see.
This card is
Browns. Did I get it?
You did. You did get it. Woo! You did get it. How did you do that?
It's called.
Did I show the card? What a guess. All right. Well, here you go. You got one
and
on the board.
Style, the crazy thing is, usually when I throw a team out, I don't actually think. I just throw out a team when I really don't know.
Yeah.
That time, I actually scanned like five teams in my head before I said Browns.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Maybe we change the game and I could give you the position of the player. Because
that doesn't matter.
Okay. I hope you get this one.
Okay.
Norm Johnson. Do you remember the position?
Kicker or punter?
Yes, yeah, there you go. All right, so we know who he is.
Yeah, I know who
kicker.
He is.
Yes.
All right. I feel like he's a Viking, but I don't know if this is the right year. Norm Johnson. I'm going to say Vikings.
I actually can't. He is not Vikings. I actually cannot see. He's on the Falcons.
Yeah.
Norm Johnson, kicker for the Falcons. All right, but at least we knew who he was.
Yeah,
it's almost like if you know who he is, it's a win.
Yeah, true. Half a point.
Derek Brown.
I remember St. John's had a guard, Derek Brown.
Give you
the
position. Tight end. Derek Brown, tight end. A lot of people listening right now wondering if they know the name.
Giants.
There you go. All right. I'm trying to lead you there.
What do you mean?
Help my partner out a little
bit. How does that help me out?
Well,
I thought you were making it tougher for me,
saying I sound terrible in front of so many people.
That was supposed to help me out.
Yeah, a lot of people listening right now probably know who it is.
Well, thank God I didn't get stage fright. All right, 2 for 7.
Ernest Dye. I'd be lying if I said I knew who this
was. D-I-E or D-Y-E, like Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye, tackle.
I have no idea.
Yeah, tackle.
93, let's go Saints.
No, Cardinals.
Okay. 2 for 8.
Bro, I can't
remember. I mean, this is a tough pack.
This is a very tough pack.
That one star.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Yeah, Tony Bennett. So on final play at Shea, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, not that Tony Bennett.
Understood.
This Tony Bennett was a outside linebacker.
I don't know.
Looks like he's lined up on...
Chicago.
Packers.
Okay.
Division.
Yeah, it was the division. 2 for 9.
Ricardo McDonald.
We almost done here yet. Bears, 2 for 10, right?
No.
Wrong, 2 for 10.
Bengals, probably a teammate of Boomer.
Oh, Booms.
Gene Atkins.
I think he was an interior lineman. Big
safety.
Boy. No? Oh, God. Eagles?
No. Saints.
All right. This is
really Eric Williams. You should get this
so
one.
Much fun.
Eric Williams.
Jets.
Oh.
What?
Cowboys. You thought too hard. Eric Williams is a big lineman for the Cowboys for years.
I know. I'd rather not even listen. 2 for 12.
J.J. Burden.
I don't like what... Honestly, when I do this poorly, I just
check out. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Who?
You take your offensive struggles into the field with you.
Sometimes I do.
J.J. Burden.
With this, I do. Who?
J.J. Burden.
J.J. Burden.
Again, a familiar
game's
name.
Becoming a burden. Dolphins.
Nope. A wide receiver for the Chiefs at this
13,
particular point.
I guarantee he sucked.
Brian Cox. No, yeah, I've heard of Burden. Come on.
Have I? I don't know.
Brian Cox.
Miami.
Yes. Okay. At least you... No,
good
say.
Jet, too. Parcells.
Final one here. Greg Montgomery.
Running back. No.
I mean, there have been plenty of running backs, but he's a punter.
Oh, Eagles?
Yeah, Oilers. All right, there you have it. Footballs are tough, man.
Yeah. We might have to revise this game.
Yeah, it's not trying to make you look bad. There's a couple that maybe I would have known, but I wouldn't have gotten the team. Maybe we just say, hey, have you heard of this player before?
And it's going to be the same
the
result.
Position.
No. I mean, I know you're not trying to make me look bad. How riveting is this unless people hate me and they want me to squirm?
It's a way to bring up some old names. Listeners are like, oh, yeah, I remember that name, or I have no idea who that guy is.
That's true. That's true.
I remember J.J. Burden or Eric Williams or Brian Cox.
For the greater good.
All right, well, let's get back to the
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. You have a wheelhouse for baseball.
And hoops.
Right, no, that's fine. But is your wheelhouse for hoops the same as baseball? Baseball is like early 80s.
Well, here's the thing, though. My wheelhouse for baseball really can go from, like, I'd get some of the 50s and 60s right.
Well, that wheelhouse is not for us.
No, I understand that, but like, it's not just the cards that like the baseball is really
broke. But then
and
why
I
is
can
that?
Get NBA, NBA play like NBA. I'm going to destroy you in basketball. I'm just
going
to ravage
you.
I'm going to destroy you.
Well, remember 94, 95 specific year. Like that is my.
I know
you have a larger. What do you call it?
Swath.
Whatever. Of knowledge of. older players or whatever, and certainly go back to...
No, I know you're going to be tough, but I'm still going to beat you in 94.
Baseball, at least I have a chance, because when I was into it...
You're good in baseball.
Yeah, but the basketball, if I ever have a chance, it's 94. And I'd be the same with football, by the way. I'm not... Like, I'm with you on football. For some reason, it just doesn't resonate.
Now, you got to understand, like, so why are we good at... Number one, baseball is my first favorite sport.
Right.
Same with you. Same, like, a lot of us growing up during that period around here. The other thing, too, is, you know, you watch the Mets, and I watched them every night because my dad made me. W-O-R, Ralph Kiner, and obviously get my Yankees in all the time with Scooter. So, you'd see all these teams roll in, right? Every single team, you just remember, like, catcher for the Pirates, left fielder for the Cubs, because you saw them.
Yeah.
And football, like, the way we consume football now with fantasy and Amazon and Thursday and Monday and Sunday night and Sunday, we didn't consume it that way when we were kids. I watched the Jets. I watched the Giants. I watched maybe the Raiders or the Niners, and I watched a little Monday night before my parents go to bed.
If we did a pack,
I didn't see that many players.
If we did a pack of 2024 tops for baseball, we probably both would be worse than we would be in, say, 84 or 85.
I agree with you.
If we did a pack of 2024 football,
we'd be better now than we were
back
then. The exact opposite. I agree. You know.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back, hit you with the crown topic of the day. Yankees clinching a postseason berth last night, and the Jets have a huge game tonight at MetLife Stadium. We'll discuss both them and take your calls. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.